We're off.
We're off, and this is Cumtown Premium, episode 2,972, the year 2078.
Whoa.
It's me, Janelle Mullen.
I'm
your host, Janelle Mullen.
I have a little penis.
And as you know, this is the 50th anniversary of my transition into being a black woman.
That's right.
Which finally became legal. In the year 20, I don't know, 30, whatever the fuck
it is. Yes, that one of those years.
Stavros is now a robot.
I'm a robot.
They had to put his brain into a robot because he got too fat.
No, it was I was too cute. I was too cute for the people kept having sex with me.
Unfortunately, they left that part of the robot's personality.
They were having sex with my pussy.
Yeah. It was a robot. He's a robot that you can have sex with.
That's right.
But men have sex with.
No, girls do.
No, it's a man sex robot.
And my cock is always hard because it's made of metal.
I would love to have a metal robot dick. The more I think about it, the more I'm mad I became a black woman.
Yeah, you fucked up. Yeah,
you made the wrong choice.
Although it is cool to say the N-word, why don't you show off your new talent right now?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. It'd be great if at the end of Wizard of Oz, they finally meet the wizard. At the end of the Wizard of Oz, they meet the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And the lion's like, oh, I want a heart. And the Tin Man's like, I want oil or whatever. And then the Scarecrow's like, chips, chips. And then the wizard's like, okay. And then the Scarecrow's just saying it. And the lion's like, you can ask for that? He's like, yeah, he's a fucking wizard.
Watch wizard. This. He just goes up to some teens playing basketball and says
it. He says it, and they start to get mad. And then they're like, man, something's happening. And they're like, what's going on, Eric? He's like, I'm calming down. I can't get angry. It's not working, man. Something's wrong. I can't get angry at this guy. I'm trying. It's just it won't work. He's allowed to say it.
Oh, fuck, dude. That he could go around healing African-American men with anger problems.
Yeah.
By calling them the N-word every day.
Yeah. That's what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. I think at least let's start a pilot program. Let's rule it out first.
I want to suck on my penis. I want to suck my cock.
My penis.
I can't wait to suck my own dick. I love to suck my cock. My penis.
Ooh, what kind of beaver is that?
I don't know, just a regular ass beaver.
Nick's playing Get Head Fuck Suction.
Redhead Redemption. Did we already do that joke on the show?
Probably.
Yeah, where that means that she's redeemed for having red hair by being really good at sucking dick. Like most girls with red hair.
That actually is true.
Of course it's true, because they're not hot until they're like 17.
I got the wildest top of my damn life, second wildest, from a redhead who was taller than me, who I fucked standing up. I fucked up, which was a cool feeling. And she'd also gotten a couple DUIs and that kind of thing, which I think also makes you better at sucking dick. But yeah, second best gold, silver medal top of my life came from a freckly ass redhead. Salute to her. I think she's doing a lot better. She lost a lot of weight, got a fiance, doing great these days.
She's a lesbian now?
No, she lost a lot of weight.
Oh, she got. You know what? I hear fiance and I just assume the idea of a man being a fiance is.
It's too gay.
Yeah.
It's too feminine.
Yeah, it seems gay to me.
Because it's a French word?
Yeah. The man should be called like a Danzig or something.
A Glenn Danzig.
A Glenn Danzig.
A fuxier.
Yeah.
It's the same gay word, but it has fuck in it at the top.
Guyance. There you go. Okay.
A Guyance.
Vyance, like that pill you take?
Vyvanse.
Here it is. This is the motherfucker right here.
Oh, get him, dude. Nick just fucking fucked up a legendary beaver. He's about to fuck it up. Let me set the stage for you. This little motherfucker's about to leave. Nick's got his fucking knife out.
I gotta get my fucking horse over here to
suck his dick?
Yeah, the horse.
What does the horse do to this beaver? Oh, it's pristine, bro.
That's not the one I want.
Just get it. It's pristine.
No, I need that varmint rifle. Here we go. Fuck.
Varmint. Oh, you got a varmint rifle?
Yeah, it's for varmints.
You have to shoot your dick with that. But
this
my
game
dick,
is so goddamn good, dude.
You have
I
to shoot my dick with a bigger rifle.
I can't. Why?
Your penis is a varmint.
Yours is too small, so you need the world's largest bullet.
No, that doesn't make sense
at
all.
It does make sense.
No, not at all. Oh, shit. Cap him, dude. Fuck him up. Fucked his ass up.
I can't see it.
Damn. Two shots and he fucking sped away from your ass.
There he is.
Get him. Get him. Brakow. Damn. All
right,
fucked him up.
Is this...
Is this a legendary animal?
I don't think it is, dude.
I think it's just a pristine
it's just
piece
a pristine.
Of beaver pussy.
I thought this one was different. I thought there was something special about this guy.
Can you wear? Can you make a hat out of him?
You can.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I'm doing this. I'm that's trying awesome. To get a beaver hat.
Hell yeah. Compendium updated. Stringy meat, animal fat, scent glands.
Who the fuck is that faggot horse?
Oh, you got two horses?
I got two horses.
That's pretty cool. Do they fuck each other?
They do.
That's pretty tight.
Yep.
I suck a dick, and then I'll suck dick again. Right. I'm never not going to suck dick.
All right, I know. I've been playing this nonstop.
Yeah, maybe stop it for a second.
I know. I know, and it ruined the last episode. And you think I'd learned my lesson, but... a record number of subscription deletions. I can't even, like, I don't even check anymore. I don't fucking give a shit. I've been waiting for this game to come out for 10 years.
Yeah.
My life has sucked dick.
Yep.
For years.
Years.
I've been sucking cock.
You've been giving guys head jail. Even when they don't ask.
Not even. They didn't even ask. No. I learned the prison rules wrong. I didn't learn them the right way.
You get the fucking prison the first day.
The
you
first
find
thing
the
you
biggest
do,
guy you, and you suck his cock.
You take the biggest shit in jail. The guy who takes the biggest shit gets to have sex with the mayor of the prison's wife.
Really?
Which I think it's called a
the warden.
Warden, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the mayor.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that the mayor of
it's
the
an
prison,
elected position.
Yeah, all the prisoners vote for who they want the mayor to be. Yeah, I know a lot about jail.
It sounds
having been there myself sexually.
You've been? Oh yeah, you just kind of you're
having
a
been
tourist.
To prison myself. And a sexual nature, I might regard. If
having
I may
gay
regard.
Sex against my will is yeah, what yeah. I mean by that.
Having, as a sex tourist to prison, the American penal system, if I may, mm-hmm. If I may will.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a perfect beaver pelt.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two about a perfect beaver pelt, pal.
Yeah, I'm done having sex. I'm never going to have sex again.
Really?
Yeah, just kidding.
Whoa, you got me, bro.
I know. That's my favorite prank to say to people.
You got me, brother.
Yeah, I've been doing prank calls lately. I like to call up Best Buy, and they're like, thank you for calling Best Buy. This is Carlos. And I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to have sex again.
They're like, oh, hell no,
excuse
man.
Excuse me? And I'm like, psych. They're like, what? And then I hang up.
Whoa.
You just got pranked by Biff in the morning.
You got fucked in the ass.
Yeah, I love those
Nick
fake
Mullen.
Prank calls that they do on the radio. They're like, yo, we got Diane here, and she wants to see if her boyfriend is ride or die.
Right.
So we're
right,
calling
right.
him up and letting him know that she has breast cancer. Like, hey, Carlos, it's me, Vivian. Like, hey, what's going on, baby? And they're like, I just found out I have breast cancer. And they're like, oh, shit, hold on a second. And then he puts the phone down. And the girl's like, who this? Who the hell is this? And they're like, oh, he got a side chick. And this bitch got titty cancer. You listening to 46-year-old man who wears his hat sideways radio.
What is that thing?
It's a turkey.
Yeah, dude, that shit, those are the best.
Turkeys?
No, when they'll pretend like they're someone went on a really bad date and she'll be like, and he's like, I just don't understand why you weren't fucking with me. I think that Hot 97 does this. And she'll just be like, you pulled your penis out in the restaurant. No, he did not.
I think like Allison Klemp was like doing those as a job for a while.
Really?
Yeah. I remember like talking to her at one point and she was like, yeah, I get this shitty day job. I have to like.
You write prank calls?
No, she wasn't writing them. She has to like record them.
Oh, my God.
Because they're all fake.
Yeah,
it's illegal to like prank phone call people.
Of course, yeah.
On the radio. So all of those are like, and then, you know,
just fat middle-aged women from the Bronx are like, damn, stop playing. That is so funny. Oh my God, you so stupid. I can't believe they called her on the phone while she was getting raped by her boss.
The timing, can you believe the timing?
Can you believe how funny that is? Oh my God, you are so stupid that you are getting raped by your boss. When the Breakfast Club call you.
God fucking damn. Come on. Not with Ebro call you.
This is Jay Nisha. How may I help you? Yeah, it's my name is Marcus, and I'm friends with your boyfriend Brian. And he's got breast cancer. Oh my God, Brian has breast cancer? Psych, bitch. You fucking dumb bitch. 97, rock. You fucking dumbass bitch. Damn, bitch. Are you from like the retarded school
You're
or something?
Dumb fucking whore.
Did you go to like retarded school?
This bitch is retarded.
Damn, bitch. Did you go to a school for like retarded people?
Bitch can't tie her shoes.
Damn, bitch. No, but seriously? Did you go to school for like retarded people?
Damn, this whore is stupid.
Damn. No, but seriously, though. Like the school you went to?
What was he? We for retarded? For the retarded?
Was it a school for retarded people?
She's hung up 30 minutes ago. Damn.
But seriously?
For real, though.
But for real, though?
For real, bitch.
But for real, though?
Tell us the truth.
The school you went to? Prank calls.
Prank calls. It's calling a bitch a retard.
The dizzy phone hour.
Calling a bitch a retard. Every 20 minutes on the eights.
Every 20 seconds. Every 20 seconds, your son gets fucked in his ass. Every 20 seconds, someone steals a DVD. You wouldn't fuck a child in the ass. Then why? Why would you illegally download child pornography? Yeah,
they
a better point. No, a better PSA would be like, you wouldn't download child pornography.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you download a movie that you stole? It's like, that kind of makes sense.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's because no one's fucking a child in Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Mm. But other than that, you do make a good point.
It'd be great to be like the... like the fucking the fixer that
the
FAA calls in.
Yes.
And they're like, we don't know what to do about these illegal downloads. You know, it's like 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is going to destroy us. Obviously, no one here has thought maybe we should go into streaming and try and find a way to monetize it.
Yeah.
The answer, of course, is suing.
Destroy this innovative
destroy
thing
the
that's
lives,
clearly the next thing.
Sue everybody out of business. Destroy the lives of just regular people. To make a point.
Yeah.
You know, just to make an example out of regular people. Because
face no consequences.
They need to understand that people with money are judge, jury, and executioner.
Yes. Lars Ulrich can't buy a second boat.
Yeah. It's that, you know, it's we don't want to destroy anybody's life, but if we have to make an example... out of a 97-year-old woman
people.
That can't afford her medicine because her fucking live-in grandson, because his mom is a meth addict.
That's right.
Downloaded the VeggieTales movies for his younger sister.
To drown out the sound of their mother being beaten by her friend,
Look,
Steven.
If we have to bankrupt that woman, so be it. Nobody told her to download this. Nobody told her to do it.
Nobody told your nephew to download Because I Got High by Afro Man.
Yeah, there was some guy from the Bronx that like somehow got a screener copy of like some super advanced print of like Wolverine or something when it came out, and he like went home and uploaded it to like mega upload from his home computer, like not thinking about it. He's like, oh, this is great. I'm gonna share this.
Yeah.
With the trap. The whole trap needs to see this.
A true socialist icon.
And it got downloaded. Like, that file got downloaded, like, 4 million times.
Oh,
it got, like, moved all over the internet. And, like, the
Did
studio...
Did he sue him for every single one?
He went to, like, prison. I mean...
Jesus
Christ. For, like... Yeah, because copyright infringement is illegal.
Damn.
Yeah.
He went to prison?
Well, he was facing, like, criminal charges. I know it was, like, a big deal.
That's insane.
Yeah. Let me see if I can look it up.
That sucks fucking dick.
Yeah.
Damn, remember
to America's oldest national park to suck a bear's dick.
Did you ever use Kazaa or LimeWire or whatever?
No, I've never used any kind of dick pill medicine. Oh, Kazaa. Oh, yeah. no, I've never looked at gay porn. Oh, Kazaa.
Yeah, man. I was
did
you say something about
it? No, I've never sucked a guy. Oh, no, yeah, I didn't say anything about gay porn.
Okay.
It just gets worse.
almost sounds like you just admitted you sucked a guy off.
Is that right?
No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
So no LimeWire, huh?
No, yeah, I've never got fucked in. Oh, no LimeWire? Yeah.
All right, dude. Yeah. All right, well, I'm just going to keep it moving, man. Yeah. You're talking about some weird shit right now that I'm not really trying to get into.
Look, hey, shh. Can I be honest with you? Shh.
Shh. Shut up. Shh.
Hey. Dude, just chill. Just chill talking about that stuff. I want people who listen to the show find out that I suck the guy's dick.
All right, dude, hold on. Let me pause the recorder real quick. I'm pausing the recorder.
All right, I didn't
pause.
Okay.
We don't have to mention that time you sucked my dick.
My grandma's
100 times.
My grandma's in the other room. And she said explicitly, I'm not allowed to do the podcast at her house anymore.
Oh, fuck, dude.
If I sucked the dick 100 times.
Your grandma has a straight no gay shit with your friend policy.
If you sucked a dick 100 times.
I don't know, Nick.
I don't know. You little faggot.
All right, dude. If that's the case, I guess let's unpause and continue the podcast now.
Let's get back.
And we're back.
We're
back into it. Sorry, we just had to discuss a business entity.
Big time deals, technical difficulties, not gay shit, that's for sure.
Damn.
Boo!
I would love it if, like, when my dick didn't work, I got one of those, like, boo! You know, there's like a...
Like a flatlining?
Technical difficulties.
Difficulties.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
Man, speaking of something completely unrelated, going through like the Twitter accounts of comics that I'm friends with who I don't think are bad at comedy.
Right.
Seeing how bad they are at Twitter.
Yeah.
So goddamn
funny. It's a lot of points are being made.
Yeah.
A lot of arguing. A lot of tweeting at customer service things, which does that ever work?
Yeah, thank you for calling Bustomer Service.
I'd love to help you out. What's your problem? My debit card stopped working. Oh, that's a problem. We'll get to it right away.
Playing this and imagining like a Wild West guy, who's he took a round shot in his lower back during the Spanish American War.
Yes,
or maybe the Mexican War, whichever war that happened around those times. You know.
Yeah. They're the same war.
It hit his nerves in a certain way, and they couldn't take it out, so he's just always like coming a little bit. He's like
a dog.
Partner, I don't rightly know what. Oh God. Excuse me, around these parts, yonder there. Oh my God, fuck. Good God, you'll have to pardon me and my disposition here. I have a bullet in my spine that makes me ejaculate constantly. I cannot stop busting.
I apologize, ma'am.
My dear, I was laughing too about like...
I apologize for busting at your son's baptism.
I'm sorry that I busted on this day, this beautiful day in the year of the Lord, 1898. That I'm confined to a life of permanent busting.
Just fucking coming at your mother's funeral.
We buried my mother last week and I couldn't stop busting. Yeah, and then like I was also laughing about, you know, like you see a woman being just like raped at gunpoint.
Okay, weird start to this thing you were laughing about.
Just like, you know, a woman just in public title, like, somebody help me, just being raped at gunpoint. And then you go up and you're like, ma'am, are these fellers bothering you? ma'am, I don't mean to. Ma'am, are these fellers bothering you? Ma'am, is this fella bothering you?
Fuck, that is hilarious. This is the man in the middle of being assaulted, knife to her throat.
Damn, there he is. There he is. This is a motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Is that the beaver?
No. God.
The turkey?
Where the fuck is that goddamn beaver?
Just kill him anyway for wasting your time.
I feel bad for him.
Fuck him, dude.
Damn, that was a cool little hop.
That was a nice little hop, for sure.
Hop, skip, and fuck, fuck away.
Jesus Christ, that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Ma'am, are these fellas bothering you?
Get lost. I'm not talking to you, son.
Sir, I was asking the lady a question. Mister, sir, I do not believe I was talking. Oh, God. What the
Mister, could you please take your penis out of that woman's mouth so she can answer my question?
Mister, yes, I do have a problem with busting. My name is Reginald Bust. My name, Eric Bust.
Are these fellas giving you a hard time, miss?
Ma'am, are these fellas bothering you? Oh, God, why? Why this have to happen to me so soon after my son's death?
Oh, fuck. That's a good guy. I love this guy. He's busting.
Busting Justin. That's me, Busting Eric.
Just Busting Justin's a good name.
Just Busting.
Just bust on my nuts.
Hey, you're welcome to JustBust.com.
JustBust.com, the world's foremost.
You know what would be cool? Instead of dick pills, a pill that instead of getting your dick hard just makes you bust immediately, so you don't even have to go out and try and fuck.
Yep, that's good.
I don't even want to beat off. I don't even want to see my dick. I want a pill that makes me come in my pants.
Yep. I agree.
That would rule. That would fucking rule, dude.
So how long after you take it would you bust? Or is it as soon as you swallow it, you bust?
Just immediately, yeah.
That would be funny to put in people's drinks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They're calling it raising the roof. Going around, slipping men drugs to make them bust in their pants.
I don't know what was happening, man. I'm just over here at the fucking Yankee game.
I'm hanging out with my boys.
I'm with my sons, my beautiful sons.
Out of nowhere, I fucking bust out of my fucking pants. They made me bust.
They made me bust all over myself.
We're gonna raise the roof on Phil and give him pills to make him bust out his motherfucking penis.
Yeah, Phil's in a fucking
man,
wedding.
What the hell are you doing? You put more than busting pills in my breakfast.
Oh, Bam, you know I gotta go to work.
We're going to make Phil bust his pants, and then we're going to suck the cum out of his balls.
I feel
balls.
So bad for Ben Margera.
Yeah, did you see the epically latered on him?
No.
It was sad, bro.
Did he blow all the money?
For the most part, it's enough that he's not, like, destitute, but he's not doing great.
Yeah.
And,
well, I know he's doing, like, cameo videos.
Yeah, yeah. So, exactly. He's just, like... But during that, he just completely forgot how to skateboard. And he was just, like, trying to learn how to do it again. It was
That's
like,
so funny.
He, like, was...
That's on you, you fucking asshole.
I know.
You're a professional skateboarder, and you forget how to skate.
He literally couldn't do it, bro. He was, like, relearning basic-ass shit. It was so sad. But he had a hot girlfriend.
Damn, I
Who
hope
I did
says.
Fuck, actually. But, yeah, he was looking a lot like Phil. Yeah. He was looking like...
Oh, yeah.
He's about to morph into Phil.
Everybody turns into their parents.
Not me, dude. I'm getting plugs. I'm bleaching my hair blonde. I'm going to get blue eye contacts.
I'm going to look like... You're going to look like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, I'm going to look exactly like Dolph. That's my next Halloween costume. It's Dolph Lundgren.
Can you imagine what kind of transformation would have to take place? They're like, we're going to have to replace your bones. Yeah, pretty much all of your bones.
Everything's got to go. It's gotta go. We can keep your fat shins. They're about the size of a big athletic man's shins.
We're gonna have to replace the rest of your bones, though. I'm sorry, I hate to break it to you, but the bones you have just really aren't gonna cut it.
No problem, folks. God, I would love to look like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, me too.
Just be giant.
I would love to be hot. I wish I was hot.
What's up, man? Your fucking self-esteem's not going good, dude. I called you handsome earlier, and you claim to never be handsome.
I've never been handsome.
Yes, you have been, dude.
No, look, I've never had self-esteem.
Nah, that's not true. You feel yourself sometimes.
Only with certain things. Just comedy. Damn, this motherfucker.
Damn, he zooted on your ass.
He did. Zoot suit riot.
Oh, he's still alive? This man, after he took one to the fucking gullet and kept it moving. Damn. That beaver just owned you, brother.
I'm going to let it slide.
Yeah, he deserves to live.
He does.
Damn.
You're supposed to be looking for clues, this beaver over here. The thing is like, it told me the beaver was over here, and then mm-hmm. a cougar ate me.
Oh, no.
And I had to load my save file again.
You lost to a fucking cougar, you bitch?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, cougars just show up and fuck your shit up in this game.
Damn.
Have
you ever seen that video of that guy almost getting fucked by a donkey?
A donkey?
It's not exactly a cougar, but...
Oh, yeah, the donkey's chasing him around.
Yeah, and he's got a hard-ass dick, and it's a fat white guy. I think he was shitting, so his ass is out. So it's in the, like, realm of possibilities that he would get fucked in the ass by this donkey.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Just in terms of animal attacks.
Can you imagine getting raped by a donkey? And then, you have to just, like, laugh it off and talk about it on podcasts, even though you were, like, sodomized by an animal?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought it was funny. Uh-oh. You know, why don't we all just be trans
together?
Why don't
we all just get raped by donkeys?
Just boom shakalaka.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Getting raped by donkeys is the bee's
knees.
It's
funny. Come on. We're all joking around. Seriously, you don't need to be a fucking asshole about it, man.
The first time he tried his molestation bit, finally. And it bombs. What? You're the ones not laughing.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything for me. I already dealt with it, so maybe I'm laughing. Fuck.
Fuck.
Shit, ass.
You know what? In. Fuck you, people. Everyone's so uptight, PC. Can't even talk about your uncle fucking you in the back of an ice cream truck.
This is why Donald Trump won. Because the Republicans are fucking, they do something.
Yeah, it's because of the Republicans, man. They wouldn't do this.
Republicans are like, yeah, we don't want women to be raped. We want to rape them ourselves. Giddy up.
Jolt cola.
Oh, Ian, are you okay? Ian, the sensors have detected you're attempting to make a point. We are worried. You're entering dangerous territory.
Idiot pretending he's smart alert.
Ian, for the love of God, please do not make a point.
Do not try and make a point. You will hurt yourself, Ian.
Ian, you have begun hurting yourself.
Please, two more attempts at making a point, you will end up drinking alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. Ian, if you attempt one more point, you will have gay sex.
And your father will cry in heaven.
Having full gay sex again, which you promised yourself you'd stop doing. And it won't even be just a trans woman. You can sort of convince yourself it's not gay sex. It will be full featured gay sex. The whole shebang, as your therapist calls it.
You better hope there's no hand sanitizer laying around after that one, Ian.
Yeah. Ian, if you attempt one more point, you will be melting down D-cell batteries to use at, to drink and use as lube.
Fuck. Damn, we should have had Ian on today.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Adam, are you done with the bathroom yet? Psych. He's not here. What the fuck was that?
Another beaver.
Is he the legendary one?
Beave Cleave. I don't think so.
That's gay. Oh, shit. How are you killing them now?
I'm still shooting them.
Special style?
Yeah, I'm doing it special style. The way the Chinese taught me.
Nice.
A little something I picked up from the Chinese. I was laughing about that. You like hit on a girl or whatever. You're out at a bar with her or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start spitting all over the floor. and then she's like, what the fuck? And you're like, yeah, just a little something I picked up from my time in China.
Chinese shit. You pull your dick out, piss in one of the cups. Oh, this bitch isn't worldly, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, you never
sorry.
Been outside of Jersey, you that, dumb bitch.
You fucking dumb racist.
Just fully your dick in a beer mug. Yeah, just pissing.
Your dad's holding,
you're holding
your dick.
Your cock.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking pants pulled all the way down. Dad holding your dick and nuts while you piss into a beer mug.
Yeah, just something I picked
just
up.
Just some Chinese stuff.
Just some yeah.
Just a little something from just the Orient that I brought back.
After my time in Shanghai in the Guangzhou province. Oh, you've never been? Apologies to a real bitch. A real dumb bitch.
You dumb whore.
You dumb fucking bitch.
The Chinese don't have enough women, huh? Because they killed all their women? Is that real?
Yeah, something like that. That's yeah, they don't have enough girls. They're having to like import Chinese-looking women.
Mm.
Even their people are fake now.
Damn. Yeah.
They don't even have like real Chinese people anymore. They're eating fake eggs.
They're eating fake eggs?
Yeah. That's like a big problem. Is people they don't have eggs. So people are like making fake eggs out of like resin.
Really?
Yeah, and fake yolk out of like
that's fucking gross.
Epoxy and shit.
Is it because they love chicken feet so much that they kill all the chickens?
Maybe.
Or is it just way too many people?
Do you like chicken feet?
I don't, but the Chinese go fucking nuts for it, and there's
in a while they do it for me.
Nah, I can't fuck with them. The closest I get is the eating the little tip part of the wing.
Damn.
Oh shit, what's going on here?
I don't know, this guy killed this guy or something?
You see, Nick stumbled upon some bad cowboys. And it looks like they killed a guy in there. He killed at least one guy and was about to hold another one down and suck his dick. Uh-oh, he's threatening Nick with a gun. And now the cowboy's pulling his nuts out. And Nick's character is sucking them? Nick's character is putting on a dress.
Yeah.
And sucking the other character's cock?
Nice.
And balls?
I took this guy's hat. Yeah. My character is not doing any of those things.
Nick's character is putting on lipstick and kissing a picture of Brad Pitt from the future somehow? That's crazy.
Kissing a picture of Brad Pitt from the future.
Because he's a cowboy, man.
Oh, right.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, right.
Fucking dumbass, Nick.
Suck dick. So this is a breaking news story. A sandal factory in India exploded.
Oh, no.
80 million people are dead.
Fuck.
But everyone can't stop talking about the California wildfires. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's telling.
Oh, interesting.
These fucking American pigs only give a shit about...
Wait, did that really happen?
Yeah. The New Delhi sandal factory.
That sounds like more of a Nigerian problem.
Nigerian problem.
Because of sandals.
Hashtag Nigerian problems.
Although I guess Indian people love sandals too.
Indian people? What do you mean by that? Excuse me, what do you mean by people?
Dude, imagine.
No, I don't have a problem with black people. Excuse me, what do you mean by people?
By people?
Animals, you mean?
It's not racist enough. Yeah.
Wait, excuse me, what do you mean by people?
What do you mean by black people?
I mean, you know, I'm a self-loathing black man like myself. I'm offended by the insulation that I would be anything less than a wild ape.
Oh, shit. All right, man, I'm going to get out of here.
That's not me.
That's the character.
That's the character, yeah.
Who is black. Nick said it. You heard him.
You heard me say that.
So Nick is off the hook because he said...
I'm playing a game from 1898, so... Mm-hmm.
He's in that mindset,
I'm in the zone here.
So I got to have a pink horse.
Yeah, he has a pink horse.
That's pretty cool.
That was the gayest shit you could do back then.
I would love to ride a pink horse, dude.
Would you?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
I remember hearing the story of Lady Godiva when I was a kid, and my dick got so hard.
Really? Or getting fucked by a horse to death?
No, just the story of... No, that's what's her name?
Oh, Catherine was getting your dick sucked?
This deer just fucked me up.
Dude, you better get his ass.
I don't know. I'll let it slide.
You better... Are you kidding?
I'll let it slide.
You're going to suffer that kind of disrespect?
I'm just trying to find this goddamn beat.
That's a one star, dude. Fuck him.
Where the fuck is this goddamn rare beaver?
Well, there you go. California, 3 stars, bro.
That's a coyote.
Fuck his ass up.
I will. I'll get him with a bow and arrow.
With a bow and arrow, my man said. On my Xena shit. On my Robin Hood shit. Boom. Damn, between the eyes. Suck from the rich and fuck to the poor.
Shit. Damn.
You can't skin him because it's...
Well, the arrow fucked his ass up too much.
Are you serious?
Now he's 2-star. Maybe I can pick up this fish, though. Nah.
2-star? That sucks, my cocky.
Blackbird sucking on my dick, I'm gay.
Blackbird sucking on the tip of my
Blackbird sucking on the tip of my dick. Everyone asking me to stop fucking the birds. Now I'm not allowed in Central Park.
It's not my fault if he sucks my dick.
Making a man suck my dick.
Taking out a gun and fucking a man.
Fucking another man at gunpoint.
I suck a dick. Then I suck dick again. I'm never not going to suck dick.
Hey, Chumba, big fan,
Chumba.
Right? Chumba, huge fan.
Sucking a dick.
Chumba, over
I'm
here.
Gay.
Chumba, can we get a picture, Mike?
Sucking a dick.
Hey, Chumba,
I'm
we
gay.
Actually, we listen.
I'm fucking gay.
We put on your song and we suck each other's cocks.
And I suck lots of dick. I'm never going to stop sucking.
We were having heaps gay sex, Mike.
We were having heaps gay sex, Chumba.
Brew. I love having guy six brew.
I love having guy six brew.
As you can tell, this is another classic episode.
Classical. Come classic down episode. Classicinho.
I love when Adam's not here because there's just no way people can get in on that bullshit. Like, actually, it's a socialist podcast. if you convince yourself that it's a politics podcast... Then it allows you to violate.
This is raw and uncut.
Yeah, the dumb rules
being
you made
gay,
for yourself about
playing video games,
right?
Wanting to kill yourself.
Yeah, right.
The three pillars of come down.
Secretly gay.
Doing something distracting that's bad fundamentally.
Oh, look at this fucking owl, dude.
Get him! Get him!
Oh fuck!
Why you got that fucking bow and arrow?
I forgot
still.
The bow. Shit. I could have killed that motherfucker.
That owl's going to be pretty, dude.
Where the fuck is this goddamn beaver, dude?
Fuck him. Fuck that beaver, dude. Just kill every beaver you see to send a message.
Yeah.
So that even if you don't get to him, he doesn't get any beaver pussy.
I know.
That would drive him crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's how you'll get him, dude. Kill every beaver so he can't fuck. He's going to get erratic. Uh-huh. His movements will become sloppy and unpredictable.
You
and
know,
that's when you strike.
You know, I'm about the finer things in life. You know, I don't eat beaver, I eat beaver. That's why I love when I meet a bitch.
Oh, damn.
And I say, pleasure to make your accomplice. May I allow myself to enjoy your beaver.
Nothing finer than a bitch.
Is this man bothering you, ma'am? And then you can make it more racist, I guess, instead of a rape, which isn't really racist at all, but just like a middle-aged, upper-middle-class black couple,
mm-hmm.
like just on a date, and then going up to them being like, is this man bothering you?
Ma'am, is this feller bothering you? This is our anniversary dinner. Thank you.
This is our anniversary dinner. My name is Laurietta Huxtable.
And we're the new Cosbys. They should bring back the Cosby Show without Bill Cosby.
Bum, ba-da. Oh, pull a little Roseanne.
Yeah, and it's called The Black Connors.
Bum, ba-da-bum.
Yeah. Did you see that article? I guess like ABC said that they regret like firing Roseanne or whatever.
Oh, hilarious.
And all these like conservatives are like, fuck yeah.
Right.
It's like, who gives a shit about this fucking show?
Right. None of you watched it. It's all just symbolic.
Yeah.
Take more than that, boy.
Boy, you have to suck my goddamn dick.
It'll take more than that ass to get me to come. I'm going to have to.
My dick is too hard to be small. My dick is too hard.
Yes,
my
ma'am.
Dick's getting, that's how Danny Glover and Lethal Weapon, but it's like, my dick's getting too hard for this shit.
Damn, a too hard dick.
Yeah, my dick's too small for this shit.
My dick's getting too hard to be small.
Ooh, there we go.
What is that?
There you go, but you need this.
Small game, your dick. I need the big game rifle. Where'd he go?
He's just hiding under the... Oh, maybe he can climb trees.
Yeah, you got fucked up. What was that, a muskrat?
It was a squirrel.
We bet to put make a little hat for your dick with a squirrel.
Yeah, I'm making a hat for my dick.
It would warm your nuts.
Damn,
wow, he got your ass.
He disappeared.
Damn, you suck, dude.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look at all my cool clothes that
your
I already
clothes
have.
Clothes suck, actually.
I haven't done any of the missions.
What clothes do you have? You have three outfits?
I got three
outfits. You have the gunslinger?
I got this one. Oh, yeah. So there's this one, the Earl.
The
I got.
Earl? So, oh, hell yeah. Just being gay.
Well, this one's great because it's like, if you run into, there's like strangers that need help, and there's this like black guy who has like snake venom in his leg. Mm-hmm. You got to suck it out.
Uh-huh.
And then if you suck out the venom, you just run into him. If you suck the venom out twice, he just shows up in front of the corner store.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know, you see him in town. He's like, yeah, he's like, I want to help you out, man. You help me out. He's like, anything you want from the general store, you can go ahead and grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so like most of the shit in the general store is like $1.50, but they also just sell this outfit that's like $200. So like in modern day times, it'd be like $6,000.
Anything right. You want, man.
So right, yeah,
some crackers.
I bought the most expensive thing in there, and then he walks out and he looks at the guy and he's like, I put something on your tab.
Dressed like a fucking gay British guy with a bowler hat and a purple coat.
If it's in the capture gallery, because it was so goddamn funny. It made me laugh so fucking hard.
Yeah.
I put something on your tab.
You've cursed that guy to fucking another 10 years of indentured servitude to the fucking general store.
I didn't save it. I did save this video of me beating up a retard, though.
Damn, Rockstar really knows what they're doing, man.
Put something on your tab.
They really know how. Oh, you've literally played 5% of the game.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I played like 20% at this point.
Oh, this was... Oh, hell yeah. What was that Russian guy outfit? That was tight.
This is me following that woman around.
I remember
this,
that.
This stabbing
this
black guy.
This is
when
you were playing it last week.
Yeah.
Memories, dude.
Uh-huh.
Memories of the time that I sucked dick. I did not like it at all. It did not feel good.
Yeah, this game rules.
You gonna just keep playing, you think?
For what?
Just throughout the episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Fuck you, stupid motherfuckers. Hey, by the way, this is a good time to mention I'll be on the road soon. So if you want to give us more money,
yeah.
I'll be in Washington, D.C. on the 7th and 8th, and I'll be at Long Island, Strong Island, 11:30.
Yeah, people were mad the last one, like, just start a Twitch stream. And it's like, no, I already have a podcast.
Yeah, fuck you.
Why would I start a Twitch stream when I can
also,
just...
I did Twitch. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I might get back into it a little bit, but...
Yeah, most of the time I enjoy just looking at the fucking birds and not having to come up with brilliant riffs.
Of course.
Just the smartest riffs.
The smartest riffs. Like, what if a lady was getting raped and you were like, that actually is a great riff, honestly.
Is this man bothering you?
Is this man bothering you, miss? I'm sorry, sir, partner, I am not talking to you.
Excuse me, sir. I will let the lady answer the question.
Kindly remove your testicles from her mouth.
Would you please remove that pistol from her vagina? So I may inquire whether or not the madam is
in distress.
Whether this bitch, shall we say, bichoir.
Oh, 3-star.
It's a fox, though. I'm looking for that goddamn beaver.
3-star fox ain't nothing to fucking shake a stick at, pally.
Yes, it is. I already got plenty of...
Foxes?
The 3-star shits.
Yeah.
No, I really just need that fucking beaver pelt.
For what?
So you can get cool clothes.
Nice.
I'm trying to wear cool clothes.
Are you getting your Earl outfit dirty? Is there laundry?
There's no laundry.
Oh, so you're not dirty?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I don't give a shit. I'm trying to be dirty.
Dude, but the Earl outfit looks beautiful, dude.
The Earl's great. You're also supposed to, like, shave and shit, and I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, your guy looks bad.
Yeah. He's got shit all over his hands. Just like real life.
Oh, yeah. Nick's covered in shit right now. He smells horrible.
Yeah.
And his little penis is out.
Yeah.
And it looks funny to look at. Yeah. It looks like a little fucked up piece of chewing gum that someone put in shit.
You're describing your own dick.
No, that's your dick. My dick is, I have it out too, and it's a beautiful golden rod. Beautiful light brown. Sun-kissed. 3.5 soft.
That's like really bad. That's like a bad amount for a different.
Yeah, but did you?
That's like a child's.
Did you hear how beautiful it was, though? No. Did you hear the first part of the description?
Bitch, my dick is pristine.
My dick is beautiful.
Look,
it's
got 3 stars on it. I got some legendary shit for you right here, bitch. Why don't you bring that legendary beaver over to my motherfucking penis? My motherfucking small ass penis.
Why is it so gloomy here, bro?
Because it's nighttime.
Oh, why shouldn't you go to bed?
Nighttime, tight time.
Doesn't your guy have to sleep?
Yeah. Maybe I should do that.
Set up shop, sleep, dude. Yeah,
all right, let's go.
He looks tired. Do you ever get woken up and someone's fucking you?
Set up camp. All right, check this shit out.
Okay, I'm watching.
Yeah. So he gets his little purse out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you...
Ooh, wow, we got a camp.
Yeah.
Damn, imagine how much that would have sucked. You just have to pick an okay spot outside to sleep.
They put a rope down to keep snakes away.
Ugh. Uh-oh.
Who the fuck is this?
Who's this guy? He's not wearing a shirt. He wants to warm his bones on your...
Yeah, this guy's going to try and fucking rob me.
Uh-oh. This guy looks like a fucking... Damn. I'm about to fuck your ass up, you little Cro-Magnon looking guy. A guy's got a gun pointed at Nick's guy's head, and he's crying and begging for mercy. And the video game is saying, "I'm a reflection of the man holding the controller. I would do what he would do in his heart in this situation." And it's really embarrassing. And now the character's shitting himself and begging to suck the guy's dick, but he won't let him.
I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. How dare he threaten me?
And they felt so bad for Nick that they actually left. So in a way, it worked. Damn, that rules. Damn, how about I camp where I want to? That was incredible.
Yeah. How about I fucking camp? Dude, this game's awesome.
Oh, shit. Man, I can't where I want to. Brow, brow, murder.
Oh, fuck. That's so satisfying.
That really did feel good.
Yeah.
It felt good enough to admit I was joking. That part that I said happened didn't really happen.
Yeah.
Psych, it did.
No, it didn't, dude.
Psych. Yeah. Psych, bitch. Yeah. Get a nice 7 hours of sleep, man. Get up at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Get up at noon, warm your bones. Warm your bones with some tasty pussy.
Nah, the best is going up to those black guys hanging out in front of the electric company and just saying, just lazing about, huh?
And that seems to be the default like conversation you can have with them is being racist towards these employees.
Yeah. How about I fucking camp where I want? That fucking rules, man. I would love to just have a gun and just waste people. I would love it.
Mm-hmm. In real life.
In real life.
Murder,
yeah.
No problem.
It drop of a hat. I would love it. I fucking can't.
I can't where I want to. Bow, bow, bow.
That was fucking funny.
So what, those guys were warning you or they were just like...
No, they're like dumb hicks that live in the fucking woods or whatever.
Gotcha.
I actually already killed their entire family. But they, like I found their like gang hideout and killed all of them, but they still spawn.
How about I can't where I want
to? How about I camp where I fucking want to?
Oh, nice. Make some lamb chops, dude.
I'll make lamb chops in a minute. Where are we at?
50 minutes or so.
Nice. Yeah, this has been a good one, dude.
Yeah, dude. Just playing little video games. Back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
basically sucking.
So there was a fucking blizzard, I guess.
Yeah,
that's
this shit sucks. I drove here. It took me 2 hours.
Yeah. If you like the snow and you're an adult, you're a fucking asshole.
I don't know about that, Nikki.
Yeah, me either. I'm kidding. I like what everybody else likes. I like the cool choices.
It's fun to get snowed in. You don't like to get snowed in? Make a big pot of chili, watch a couple movies.
The thing is, I never leave the house anyways, so then it's like, oh, well, now I don't even have a choice.
Oh, so you feel you feel trapped as opposed to before it was your choice. It's a statement.
Yeah.
Damn, are you throwing these hillbillies in the river? What are you doing with their bodies?
I'm gonna put them in the river.
Actually, me in the river. Suck my little dick.
Look at all that blood in the water.
Damn.
Mister,
suck my little penis.
You've been having gay sex in my camp. Mister, it appears to me that somebody's having gay sex in my camp.
How about I camp where I
want
to?
How about I fucking camp where I want to?
Ragao! That would be awesome to kill some guys like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just some dumb redneck. We're just warning you.
Yeah, he easily could have killed you. Yeah. And did not. And with his back turned, you kill him.
That would be me, dude. Old backshot Eddie, king of the Wild West. Hey, look, I'm just trying to have a good time here. How about I fucking piss inside any bar I want?
Y'all never been to China?
You ain't never been to China?
Here's a little something I learned from the fellers over on the railroads. Yeah,
just a little something I picked up from the Orient.
Fuck me in the pussy. God damn it. I gotta fucking go to a spot. It's gonna be brutal. Why the fuck did I should have canceled. No one's gonna go to that show.
Oh yeah. The show is probably gonna be canceled.
I hope they just call me and tell me it's canceled.
Text them now.
I already texted her. It seems like it's gonna happen. And they're paying me, but I'm already in Brooklyn. Suck my penis, cause I'm gay. What song is that? And the thing that says what? The river? Fuck me in the river.
Take me to the river, wash me in the water.
Suck my little cock.
I don't know.
Who is that, though?
I don't know, but now somebody's going to email me being like, this fucking Donnie Dingbat and the Walnuts, you asshole. Everybody knows that song. My dad used to listen to it before he died.
Fuck you.
My dad used to take me to baseball practice. The guy can't shut up about it.
We're glad your dad is dead.
Because he died when I was 8. And
I wish my dad was dead.
Dude, there's nothing I can't stand more than guys with dead dads. Oh, my dad's dead. You're 36, you fucking loser. Be your own dad.
That's right. I'm my own daddy.
Yeah, I'm my own fucking dad, dude. No bedtime.
No bedtime. Eating Pop-Tarts for every meal.
Drinking to the degree that it hurts the entire family.
Don't pay bills. Blame my mother for all my mistakes. Some real dad shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm glad your fucking dads that you loved are dead, motherfuckers. Psych, I'm not. I'm sorry. I just wish my dad would. In fact, if I could trade my dad for your dad's, I would, man. Suck my fucking penis.
What's going on down here?
Is there a legendary turkey down there?
There's no legendary turkeys. I don't know what the fuck happened, man. I saw that marker pop up.
Sorry, man. No legendary beaver for you.
This sucks. And they're mad at me at this railroad camp because I made fun of the Chinese people too much.
Because you fed too many of them to the gators?
I didn't feed any of these Chinese people to the gators, but I pissed off the foreman of the railroad camp. And I think there's like a mission here that I can't do now.
Oh, you got to make nice with them?
I tried to, but look, they only gave me the option to antagonize.
Oh, you can't greet. Well, you might as well antagonize them then. There's only one way around it. You stink like a coward. Hell yeah, dude. You just run. No. Sorry. Damn. I gotta play this game.
Yeah, this game is rules.
I gotta play this fucking game. Fuck my little pussy. Now you're back, dude. What happens if you just kill all these guys?
All these guys?
Yeah.
I think they get mad at you.
But the game would just start over, maybe.
Maybe.
New crew, you know, that's how you get the bad blood out. You kill everybody. I would be a ruthless tyrant in the Wild West.
Yeah, ruthless tyrant.
That's right. I would love to be a tyrant.
Damn. How about I camp where I want? That ruled.
How about I camp where
God,
I want
God, I
want to
fucking just murder people. I would love it, dude. It would mean so much to me if I could just have that.
Who would you like? Just literally anyone that inconvenienced you?
Yeah, or? I don't have enemies.
On the street, someone bumps into you and kill them?
It would be exactly like that. Like that Hasid ambulance that got stuck in the snow.
I was driving over here, and I was so mad. I was stuck like a half mile from Nick's place. And then I was mad, and then I saw a bunch of Hasidic Jews get out and push one of their fake ambulances to the corner. It was pretty funny, honestly.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good for me.
Yeah, just you would have just killed them all?
Yeah.
You were saying... that it's a fucking Jew.
Jewish landlord in the back. And then fucking God's
guy having
just
a heart attack. Yeah.
And God's like turning up the snow lever. Make the blizzard worse.
Not this time.
Yeah. We'll see about that. Yeah, I was saying Jews are kind of like God's tweets from 2009. And he's not going to go back and delete them, but he's just hoping people don't look.
Come on, we've all done things we're ashamed of. Yeah. I was young. Yeah. I was in high school.
I was like, I had a different sense of humor. I thought it would be funny.
Yeah, I know. It's not that subtle. It's pretty on the nose. They're pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, they're bad people. I understand. I understand. I made a mistake.
I should have
thought more about what I was doing.
Damn, you got fucked up.
Yeah, the horse does that sometimes. You should kill it. I can't. I need the horse.
I said, yeah, bummer. Whoa.
What the fuck is this?
This guy just ran you over, dude? You better fuck him up. How about I camp where I fucking want to?
How about I fucking suck dick? Anyway, I please.
This guy's got cool pants.
What the fuck are you doing, bitch?
You can't do anything to him?
No.
Uh-oh.
No, more of these guys.
Fuck them up, dude.
Damn.
Damn. Please, no. That guy just took off. Yeah.
Good. Get his faggot ass out of here.
Do you get good bad points for killing these guys?
It's neutral.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you loot the people they were like robbing,
that's bad points. Yeah. But at this, damn. But at that point, they're already dead.
I love capping these guys.
Ew. Damn, my man just ate one to the face. Okay, we got a shootout on our hands, folks. And Nick's character, he's bending over, he's pulling his pants down, and he's holding his ass open, and his character is screaming, I hope these bullets feel like cocks, and I hope they
Headshot
go in my ass.
Headshot your motherfucking ass, dude.
That's pretty weird of this game to give you that option.
What, to get fucked in the ass?
To ask for the bullets to feel like cocks. Damn, there's a lot of these motherfuckers.
I think it's because I accidentally like fired the gun near this like small town.
Mm.
So now everybody in the town is gonna try and kill me.
Got their gun. Damn, well, they used to do town. Ooh, you got that motherfucker.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
Suck my little penis. Fuck me, cause I'm gay. Suck a dick.
Yeah. We've done that joke four times on the show. So you know it's a slow one. Folks, look, not all of them are going to be episodes.
Yeah. These are more just two guys literally hanging out. Mm-hmm. One guy watching his friend play video games while he's stoned.
Look, we're snowed in, dude.
Snowing, baby.
We're snowed in.
Snowed the fuck in.
Like Edward Snowden? You ever? Has anyone done that one?
Yeah, this blizzard's got me feeling Edward Snowden.
Yeah. God damn. Somebody should... I'm going to call up the Hallmark company.
Yeah.
I wonder if Hallmark has a customer service number I can just harass all day long with bad ideas.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What are some other ideas? You got Edward Snowden.
All right. Well, it's two chimpanzees on the front, okay. But there are those bonobo kinds that go down on each other.
Okay.
And it says, I hope you'll eat my pussy happy birthday.
Uh-huh. So no real bonobo angle.
Don't be
on
a
that
pussy.
One.
Have a happy birthday.
That's good.
Yeah. And they're like,
but then it's still the bonobos eating each other's pussies?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's two lesbian bonobos.
It's lesbian bonobos eating each other's pussies. And it says, don't be a pussy. Have a happy birthday.
Honestly, I would love to receive that card.
Boo, just get the dial tone immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
They would block your number. They would literally learn your number. The Hallmark Corporation would be aware of who you are.
I'm going to bring back that old man character that calls out businesses.
You should, bro.
Yeah, I'm gearing up for that. I want to do. Maybe I'll do it after Thanksgiving. So you call up Lululemon,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, my grandson went to your store and bought your clothes, and he's a goddamn woman now. He came home for Thanksgiving, and he's a fucking woman because he went to your store.
He turned into a damn woman.
He's a goddamn. He's asking us to call him Annabelle. My daughter told me I have to call him Annabelle. I went out in the garage, I got my hatchet, and I smashed all the pictures of him on the fireplace.
And this is your fault.
How about our camp where I fucking want?
Oh, fuck. All right, well, listen, we did.
Yeah, hey, do you got to leave?
Yeah, I got to go pretty soon.
All right, well, hey, that was a fun one. Guys, we had a lot of fun together.
We had a nice time together. You know, it's a shame I gotta go. We should just get snowed in, make a big pot of chili, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we should do like 17 episodes of the show in a row. We should do...
Be funny.
We should do like a 4-hour episode sometimes.
We should.
To see... Yeah, like an all-day hang.
Yeah.
To see what... Weren't we talking about getting headsets?
Yeah, exactly. Headsets, and every time we have a stupid idea, we turn them on.
Maybe I'll get some lav mics, and we could just do an 8-hour episode.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
We should also just record it with, like, I don't know, some shotgun mics or some shit to have the backups. I want people to be able to listen to 8 hours of us just sitting down.
Yeah. Yes.
But we'll have the highlights, too.
Right. Because a lot of people, they don't get to hear some of the more, like when the show's off and we get to be ourselves, some of the more intellectual conversations we have.
You'd be surprised
people think we're dumb.
I dumb myself
down.
Yeah,
we dumb ourselves down. Look, guys, this is just entertainment.
Yeah.
In real life, we're both public intellectuals.
These are characters that we play.
These are characters. Obviously, this is a socialist podcast. Obviously.
Come on, you fucking idiots.
This is the way to reach the right or whatever the fuck you think
the youth.
You're doing.
We're doing that.
Yeah.
We're getting to the youth.
The youth. Youth.
And their big juicy titties and cocks.
Damn, dude. Can't wait to see those youth titties.
We got the youth juiced up.
Just think, man. There's fucking like 13-year-old girls out there right now just growing some monsters. But I can't for a damn one. Yeah, I know. It's pretty fucked up to say. But yeah, you know, when you think about it.
If you do think about that, that is happening. Somewhere a child is developing breasts. You're right about that one, Nick. That'll do it for us, folks. Stavi.biz, I'm coming to fucking LA. I'm coming to DC. Buy those tickets. DC 12, 7, and 8. And if you're a child who's growing tits, good luck.
Come to Stav's show.
No, I did not say that. Nick is the one who said the thing about 13-year-old girls.
Stav is...
Enjoy middle school. Please don't talk to me.
Stav's the kind of guy you can trick.
Please do not.
He's the kind of guy you can trick and shame on social media.
Do not do that.
He will fall for it.
I don't. I probably won't.
He will step right into it.
But I probably won't, but unfortunately, I have to admit there is a chance.
Absolutely will. We both know.
I don't think I would.
He's the kind of guy.
I think I would sniff it out. But unfortunately, there is a more than non-zero chance.
My thing is I get caught saying extremely racist shit mm-hmm. to absolute strangers in the DMs. That it is not very hard to get me to say some wildly racist shit.
and stops that thinking that he fucks children.
No, it is not. That is not my thing. So anyway, that's the show, guys. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Bye-bye.